Welcome to the Meta Shtetl. This is Eitan Binstock. A shtetl is the Yiddish word for small town, referring to the thousands of insulated Jewish communities of Eastern Europe which thrived for a millennium and were among the world's nuclei of Yiddish language and culture. Because of the Holocaust, the shtetl, as well as most of the world's Yiddish speakers, are a thing of the past, but there are still Yiddish speakers today, holding on to the language and working to proliferate it into the future, and I'm one of them. I inherited the language and culture from my parents, grandparents, and great-grandparents, and I'm interested in exploring the way it's been flourishing once again in the 21st century. So I created the Meta Shtetl, a Yiddish podcast to platform some of those working to save this language. You know that feeling when you are around the people and places that formed parts of the essence of you? That's what Yiddish is for me when I hear it. And while Yiddish speakers come from all walks of life, every political affiliation spanning the gamut of professions and demographics, we seem to share a deep understanding for why our language should not just be saved, but treasured. It's a language that was born from a desire to hold on to an identity that went against the grain, and it still maintains that quality today. The Meta Shtetl hosts Yiddish experts in various fields, but one question that keeps coming up is the big why. Why bother with Yiddish? Why bother with a language most people don't understand when you could translate your thoughts into another language? One of my guests, Aaron Viswanath, was raised speaking both Yiddish and Tamil, a language spoken in southern India. He says, quote, "It's not just from my elders, but for my children. It belongs to my nation and to my family, and that is enough for me," end quote. Yana Mazurkiewicz Meisarosh, founder of Yiddishland, says, quote, "Yiddishland is for everyone, for Jews and non-Jews. We can only hope that young people will learn Yiddish and spread Yiddishkeit, and they will reap pleasure from Yiddish culture," end quote. Dr. Moichel Yushkovsky, General Secretary of the World Congress for Jewish Culture, explains poetically, quote, "Yiddish for me is not another language. It's a way of life. It's a heartfelt, intimate cry. It's the intonation which has no parallel in any other language. It's a caress over your soul. It's an internal welcome back home to previous generations. It's a melody that intoxicates the senses. It's a warmth in the heart, a clever wink, a joke between generations. It's about the joys of life overcoming suffering and hardship. It makes survival possible during the most challenging of moments. It's an eternal treasure of memory, personal, national, and universal. It's the language in which the majority of the Jewish nation lived, breathed, laughed, cried, and created throughout centuries. It's the language carried on the lips of most of the martyrs of the Holocaust as they took their final steps. It's the only living thing remaining of them, and an eternal monument for them. That's why, when I'm asked why I have dedicated my life to Yiddish, the answer is a singular one, in their memory. Lekoved Zeil Ondek," end quote. These are just a few examples showing the deep meaning those of us dedicating our lives to Yiddish feel for the language and culture. I'd like to close with a personal story about when I once attended a rabbi's sermon entitled Yiddish, a Eulogy. Can you imagine feeling like you're at your own funeral? I approached the rabbi afterwards with tears in my eyes. How could you pronounce a language dead and buried when I am standing here as living proof of its survival? "It's not modernizing with the times," he answered. "For example, there's no word for email." But of course there's a word for email, Blitzbrief, literally translating as lightning mail. Yiddish is alive and well for those who want to join me in pulling it out of the attics and basements of our collective memories and usher it through this next century. I hope you won't miss out on what it has to offer, and I hope you'll visit the Meta Shtetl again soon. It's my mission to see the beauty of Yiddish prosper in living color because, as famed poet Avram Sutzkevel wrote, "Singt als noch mein Wort, still my word sings."